Broadcasting worldwide through internet, satellite, shortwave, and AM/FM stations across from here on. This is Don't Tread on Me with your host, Big John Lipscomb. It's time to awaken from your slumber.
Big announcement coming in a couple of weeks. Everything is going to change very soon, both for the world, for you and me personally, and for this show. So good chances that it's going to be a good thing. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it. So, but you know, the ink's not dry, so I'm not going to unveil the prize just yet. Let me encourage you, if you haven't gone to my website for a while, it is don'ttreadonme.tv. That is .tv. Got a bunch of new pictures up there of my homestead and critters, family, all sorts of stuff up there. You might enjoy that. And, guys, what do you make of the mainstream media announcing all over the place a 300% increase in gardening this year is being anticipated? You know, the clones are starting to get a little nervous. That's what's going on. I have an employee here that over the weekend was at Sam's Club. Walmart affiliate New World Order business, and where they sell wholesale foods and stuff, and she said she goes there quite often. But she had never seen anything like it before. And what it was is every checkout was full, 5 to 6 people deep, with carts stacked, overloaded with bulk food. Yeah, I think the clones are starting to get a little nervous with this economy. And they think, and you know what, that is a great first step. Man, I'll tell you what, even before you buy my heirloom seeds, go out and buy a bucket of spaghetti, okay, and a bucket of beans and rice. That is smart, and I've always said that. But eventually, that's going to run out. That's going to run out, and then what are you going to do? Okay, so grow your own healthy food, and you'll break free of the beast and its monopoly on food. You know, that's how they control people. They've always done it. They always will, unless we stop it. And you also, by growing your own healthy food, avoid the illness they're feeding you in the food. I have yet to hear a good explanation of why they would take seeds and add viruses, and for what purpose? I mean, why would you do that? Just to prove a point that you're a pretty clever guy in a white lab coat or something? No. That comes down from the top. Put a virus in there. Feed it to the cattle. See what they think. Let's see what we can get away with. Let's start making these clones sick. And there you are, running off to the grocery store. You know, odds are, one out of three of you listening to me have gone to the grocery store today, or are about to after the show. Yeah, one out of three people in America now stop off at the grocery store and grab some food. Makes me sick. Hey, we're nearly at 100 affiliates with LipscombAffiliates.com. I'm really excited about that. I actually anticipated we would reach 100 affiliates in about 2 months. And we've been doing this about 2 weeks. And pretty excited about that. We have a few new products on there that you can sell. And it costs you how much? Nothing. Nothing. It's all free. You don't even have to buy the seeds if you're brand new to it. However, I just think it's pretty wise that you know what your customers are going to get and what you're peddling. So I would think it's a good idea for you to have it, and I know most of you do. Most of you, actually, I recognize a lot of the names on my affiliate program because I hand wrote your address and your name on the freaking box months ago. You know, before we had the labels and stuff, I couldn't afford the sticky labels. And I wasn't technical enough to figure out how to get it on the computer and all that. So I had to have, I went through those black magic markers by the bucketful, and I would write your name and address on each and every box. Yep, and so a lot of you must have liked that handwritten address, and you've signed up for the affiliate program. But it's exciting for me. Now, remember, you can go get your banners. We have an incredibly talented web design person. Matter of fact, if you haven't seen our website lately, folks, go to survivalistseeds.com. Best looking website on the internet. It is fabulous. And then go to LipscombAffiliates.com, and that front home page, if you just scroll down, you'll be able to see our links called banners for each of the products. And you can click on there, and they are outstanding banners. You cannot help but get attention. We switched out our banners on Prison Planet and InfoWars over there with Alex Jones, and I'm telling you what, our sales shot up big time with these new banners. I'm just so excited, and I really want you guys to go there and get these banners, put them on, and then send us, send us people. We'll fulfill the order. We'll buy the seeds. And what do you have to do? Nothing. Except cash your check. $11, just about. $10.89, I think it is, that you get every time somebody clicks on that banner and buys from us. But it's not a free lunch, folks. You've got to generate some traffic and to your email blast or your website or your blog. You can't just stick it on some no website and just expect to get a bunch of clicks. You got to put it out there in the search engines and all that. You know, I'm sounding like I know what's going on, and I really don't. Half this stuff is written down. I don't know how it works, these search engines. I have to have other people do it. I don't have the time. I'm either at the homestead, or I'm getting ready for this show, or I'm shoveling seeds in envelopes so that you and your family can live endlessly with healthy food. Wouldn't do it any other way, though. And we're also adding on to our your affiliate website some content that will show people how to plant and how to save seeds, so you'll have that information for them, too. Watch out. Here come all of our neighbors. Scoot over.
When you get tired of being herded like a heifer, give Big John a call and join his band of rebels. We're coming back in 2 minutes.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals.
And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
If you experience sudden bouts of joint discomfort, swelling, and redness, especially in your ankle or toe, you are not alone. Millions of Americans experience joint discomfort caused specifically by a buildup of crystallized uric acid in the joints. This can hinder your daily activities like walking and sleeping, and can keep you from enjoying your life until you try Uricinex. Uricinex is formulated to supplement the uric acid balancing nutrients you may not find in your everyday diet. As part of a healthy lifestyle, Uricinex helps relieve bouts of joint irritation while promoting your healthy joint comfort and control. No negative side effects, just lasting relief. For the past 4 years, Uricinex has helped people just like you from all over the world, with millions shipped to date. Call 1-888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 1-888-434-8534. Or visit 4fitlegs.com. That website is the number 4fitlegs.com. And remember, ask how you can get Uricinex for free today.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 16, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $925.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $952.17, $476.09 for the half ounce, and $238.04 for a quarter ounce. That's $952.17, $476.09, and $238.04.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the PacLight. The PacLight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My PacLight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The PacLight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a PacLight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you won't stand your ground, this man has got no time for you. This man is Big John Lipscomb.
I'd like to send you guys all to a website I came across. It is oath-keepers.blogspot.com. That's oath-keepers.blogspot.com. Patriot.com represents the police and military loyal to upholding the Constitution, refusing to take your guns, haul you off to concentration camps, and put you in the cattle.
To be involved from the altar all the way through to the divorce and thereafter.
Yeah.
And it's people that consent to this process that make it possible, because people don't even think about what the real consequences are of getting into this government-controlled marriage system. In fact, it's so indoctrinated, as you pointed out, Gardner, that there's a whole set of people, probably more of the old school conservatives, we don't like change kind of people, who are very upset if you try to say anything to them about, well, I'm interested in getting married, but not with the state. If you go to them and say, well, I love my my lady and we're going to get married, but we're not going to sign a marriage license. We're not going to apply. We're not going to send the $100 or whatever it costs here in New Hampshire or around the country. We're not going to send the $100 to the state and get their official piece of paper recognizing. And you'll get people recoiling in fear at this. You'll get people recoiling in disgust, and they'll ask you, oh, why would you want to do that?
It's not legal.
Well, that's probably some of their concern.
It also looks like, it seems to me that it looks like to them that you're somehow jilting the woman.
You're not committed.
Yeah, you're too light on it.
Well, that and it seems like most of the rules for marriage are, slanted towards the female, because it's a partnership, and males have higher earning potential than females do. So therefore, women get their, the equity is leans their way in marriage. So what people will often think is that you're trying to somehow slight the woman,
right? Which that's for her to decide, right? I mean, if she doesn't like that deal, she doesn't have to go through with it. If she doesn't want to get into a non-state marriage with you, no one is forcing her to. So it's basically them saying, maybe not to her face, that, boy, you're trying to take advantage of her, and she sure is stupid for going along with it. Isn't that basically them saying, your woman is stupid? I mean, if that's what they're getting at?
Yeah, and it also seems like there's they get the impression there's a lack of seriousness here. You're not serious about really getting married,
right?
Because if you were serious about you'd get the state involved, and you'd know that if you wanted to get this split up, you'd have all sorts of problems from the state, and the state would be involved, and blah, 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 and the authority. It's just weird. And in fact, what did the priest say? By the authority vested in me, I now pronounce you. Authority vested in you by the state.
By the state, they say
exactly.
That, don't they? Yeah.
Yes. The authority.
What about God? I mean,
I don't get it. It is perplexing to me. I cannot fathom it. Once I came to realize, and of course, then you tell people, hey, George and Martha Washington didn't have a license to get married. Is that, because they always try to respect the founding fathers and think George Washington was fantastic, and, they overlook some of his faults. And it's like, hey, George Washington didn't have to get a license. Who did he turn to? Didn't have to go to the British authorities to get married. And now what,
Right, and did it make, would a government marriage license make people less likely to get a divorce? Does a government marriage license somehow enhance the ability of a couple to stay together
long
term?
In fact, you have laws in certain states, no-fault divorces. I think it tends to make it easier. If you had private contracts, the two parties would make their own rules about it. They'd come up with their own decisions.
And it could be a very wide gamut, range of what is acceptable. So you could have two people, maybe more free spirits, that have kind of an open marriage, and you could have people that have a total lockdown, prenuptial, everything specified and set out in advance kind of an agreement, and everything in between. The marketplace could allow for that.
And then, of course, you get this open-ended argument of, well, if you allow these people to get married, the homosexuals to get married, and I'm putting on the Southern accent, of course. Sorry for this other people, but it seems
and
to be
really
universally
bad.
Accepted as the dummy voice. But I'm sorry.
You don't think that there's other stupid Southern accents out
that's
there?
That's an excellent point. This is the stupid evangelical voice, I guess, is a typical cliche. But anyway, so they say if you allow these people to get married, then brothers and sisters will get married, and then the guy will marry his dog, and you get 15 people getting married in some crazy rave up or something.
something that they always have them kids out there. It's like, well, you know, guess what? If two individuals want to, you know, hook up some sort of a contract with each other, let them go ahead and do it. Dogs can't enter contracts.
Yep.
Sorry.
That is the straw man, as it were.
Yeah.
Something, you know, some fake thing that's set up so that you can attack it.
Yeah.
And no, sorry. A dog can willingly enter into a marriage contract, can they?
And then the next thing comes unfolding. Well, what about the killer? What about Jerry Lee Lewis marrying that 13-year-old girl? You going to allow for something like that to happen, huh? You going to allow that?
Wait, did he kill her?
No, but oh, no, there was they used to call him the killer.
Oh, okay.
Long story. But anyway, okay. So he married this girl. She was like 13 or 14. He was like a second cousin
right.
or something. So anyway.
You know what I have to say to that? Every time we talk about it's happening more often these days, but we've talked about statutory rape on this show, which, of course, is not really rape and an insult to people that have actually been raped.
Yes.
But the idea that it's a crime for someone who's 18 to have sex with someone who's 16 or whatever.
Yeah.
There's this arbitrary line drawn in various different states.
Yeah.
And we've had people call in to say, an email to say, I met my loved one at when I was 15 and he was 30, and we're still together 15 years later. You know, we've got a kid or whatever.
Yeah.
And we
Loretta
love each
Lynn
other.
is a pretty good example. I mean, maybe her marriage wasn't without ups and downs, but you wouldn't know it if she wasn't a superstar. But she got married at what, 14 or 15?
Yeah.
Incredibly small amount. And, you know, we have had plenty of people call in and said, you know, mom and dad got married that way and they stayed together for 50 years.
And here's the deal. If you've got private societies, right, you have people saying, you know, if people are intelligent enough, I had a conversation with some people at this seminar on public choice theory. There was a man there from the Wall Street Journal, and he was sort of my foil. He would sort of battle me, my adversary here, and I would bring up the pro-freedom, pro-anti-state argument. He was anti-state to a point, but he was never willing to go completely over into anarcho-capitalism, total free market theorism.
I hate those people.
Well, it was interesting. You know, we had interesting exchanges, and he often came up a lot of these things.
Ian got a joke.
Because that's smart. And, yeah. So anyway, but it was interesting because...
self-hating minarchist.
Yes, exactly. He looks himself in the mirror. I just can't be free. Just kidding, Mark. Anyway, so he's two against one here. This isn't nice. But anyway, that's how strong Mark is, how powerful he is. Now I'm buttering him up.
Well, just finish your
game. Yeah, finish the point. So anyway, we'll be talking about protection of kids. And I said, look, you know, if you've got private societies, just like people have the foresight to look into insurance policies to see what they want to cover, they're going to look into the different types of societal agreements they want to have. And they'll look into what the neighboring towns are going to have. So they're not going to see their kids flying off to a neighboring town to get married and live. These sorts of things work themselves out with societal arrangements.
1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you, that being overweight is absolutely healthy, that there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air, and last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. LifeChangeTea.com. LifeChange Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You know, from time to time, and I think Saturday night was the most recent time, we get these people calling the show who they have the magic solution. The magic incantation, the way out, the path out of the system. They know the path, and it is fill in the blank, because it's always a little bit different.
Usually you have to write it on your car.
Well, they usually have something on their car, or they have what this guy called a sufficient statement, or whatever the terminology is. You need to go and get this paperwork. You need to fill it out. You need to send it to this and this and this government bureaucracy, blah, blah, blah. So they all have these paths, and many of them are charging hundreds of dollars in order to reveal these paths, alleged paths to liberty to those who are interested. And we never end up hearing anything back from these people. They never have anything of substance to say as far as their experiences in attempting to go through, to go down the roads that they are advocating. Some of them claim to be going down that road, and that they're in the process of filing the papers that are going to set them free. And we never end up hearing back from them. They don't have any kind of website to point to that is helping instruct others as to how to do this. Of course, if they actually did have a path to freedom that was working for people, then it should be huge. Yeah. Everyone should know about it, and that the person who is promoting it should be very, very wealthy because, well, he's free. Yeah, and he doesn't have to give any of his money over to the federal government. So we'll talk a little bit more about some of these people here in a moment. 800-259-9231 is the number. Also want to tell you about our friends at SACL CAI. If you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, then you need SACL CAI because they do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained at resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. And don't forget the live streams over at the Free Talk Live website, where we've got a lot to listen to, and it's all completely free at listen.freetalklive.com. We'll get to the people that have the path out of tyranny here in a moment,
but
first we go to your
your phone calls and talk to Andy in Michigan. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy.
How you doing?
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I was listening to the last Thursday show with Wayne, and there was a caller that had talked about anarchism that had prevailed in Pennsylvania in the mid to late 17th century.
Okay.
And you had mentioned that you thought that this was good, that people had declared their independence, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But what I wanted to point out was that wasn't what the people of Pennsylvania did at all. And the Crown demanded that they form an assembly, so they formed an assembly. But the thing of it was, nobody ever showed up.
So they formed an assembly, which is supposed to be a government? Is that the idea?
Anything that was government-related, including taxes or duties or fines, they just simply, as a mass, ignored it. And the guy that founded the colony, William Penn, was at his wit's end over it. He ended up broke because he just could not get any money out of these people. They just didn't pay. They just didn't care. And they did. They didn't. Their assembly never met up. They formed the assembly like they were told, but nobody ever went and met because they weren't interested in government. They didn't go.
So
nobody participated.
So what happened with their society?
Well, it went on like that for quite a while, and then eventually the Crown had got a you know, hair across its whatever to go in and reform the colonies, and that's when all the colonies became royal colonies, and they instituted government that was, you know, and they still ignored it to a large part even after that, but as generations wore on, the younger people didn't have that sort of, you know, spirit that their forefathers had. They just didn't care about any kind of government, anything, and they didn't participate.
Interesting. I appreciate that. What was that called? The Pennsylvania? What time frame was that for people that want to look into that?
Well, your caller the other night pointed out which pages of Murray Rothbard's book it was in, and that's the same source that's where I read it.
Gotcha. And the book was called what?
It's called Conceived in Liberty.
Oh, yeah. It's a multiple
book
set.
It's a real set. Look at colonial history from, you know, about the turn of the 17th century until, I'm not sure when, because I'm honestly, I only read books mostly in audio form on my iPod.
And I've got
they've only gone up to chapter 30 on the second volume so far, and I don't have time to sit down and read it.
Very good.
But it's a great book. I've really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you for that.
It just points out how awful bad tyranny has been for ever, because they had their own brand of it back then, that's for sure.
Yep. And it's time something changed, and it's really up to each of us to do something about it. And if we continue on like we've been programmed to and just go along to get along and don't speak up when we see tyranny happen, then we're going to keep getting what we've been getting. But if we actually will make a stand for liberty, then I think things can change. And I thank you for the call tonight at 1-800-259-9231. We continue with Jeremy in Montana. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gard and Mark. Jeremy picking up his phone, hopefully.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, sorry about that, fella.
It's all right. What's on your mind?
That speaker phone isn't as good as my last one. But anyway, I guess they're passing some kind of, or trying to pass some kind of bill in Congress that's going to regulate how we do our gardens and our backyards and stuff now.
What is this now?
Yeah, there's something.
Is this the food tracking legislation?
Something like
that. Yeah, and I think it has a lot to do with Monsanto's mark trying to quarter the market on seeds.
Going to outlaw farmer gardens and farmers markets on Saturday mornings, that sort of thing, because if they don't obey whatever the federal government's tracking legislation is, they'll essentially be illegal farmers. Is that the idea?
Yeah, and safety for the children food program or whatever.
Of course, we've got to keep the kids safe. We've
got to get the Terminator seeds and all that. Monsanto wants to corner the market, so we'll have is like GMO seeds and Terminator seeds. But so stock up on the seeds, fellas. The Harlooms are the best. You know where to get them.
Heirlooms, yeah. The heirlooms?
Yeah, heirlooms. And that's what I'm trying to
What's
do.
What's that mean? What's an heirloom?
It's just old seed varieties. Often you'll get different flavors than you've had before. For instance, I had some heirloom tomatoes recently that tasted, kind of cherry-ish at the same time.
Yeah, and also they regrow good back the next year.
Yes.
You got to be careful what seeds you buy, because some of them, they'll say like they're organic seeds, but then they'll produce real good this year. But then when you go to dry seeds off of that plant to reuse the next year, it'll grow the stock, but no corn.
Yeah, I've heard a
so
lot of these.
You got to be careful, you know, what seeds you buy, because you want to be able to dry your own again for the next year.
I've heard a lot of the smaller farmers are very upset about this thing. I know over at Freedom's Phoenix, Ernie Hancock and some of the folks over there have been keeping track of this Monsanto thing. I don't know all that much about it, but I know that small farmers and, as you say, people who have their own backyard gardens are a little bit freaked out by it.
It's supposed to be devastating. And, Jeremy, thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yep. It's supposed to be devastating to small farmers and small, not just farmers, but also small mom-and-pop food producers. So, again, the smaller your operation, the more difficult adhering to these federal regulations is going to be, in the same way that there was also the new Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act of 2008 that has made it so that all toy manufacturers, including the little guys, have to put every single model of their toys through a lead testing and a thalates testing process. And this can cost thousands of dollars per unit that they're testing.
It does cost thousands of dollars per unit.
Yeah, I mean, it can cost $1,000 or $3,000 or who knows how much.
Well,
it's
probably
$1,000
for people that, the big players that can talk down the testing places because they're giving them a bunch of units to test.
Yeah, but one off.
Yeah, when you're running, you know, some little operation where you're getting your wool and wooden toy tested for lead, as though there would be any in that, then you're going to pay $3,500.
And of course, they are yelling about this. These people, the business owners that are going to have their businesses affected, the retailers that are going to have their businesses affected, in this case, the farmers and the small food manufacturers that are going to have their businesses affected, they're yelling about this and they're saying, "Hey, this isn't fair. Why are you doing this to us? Please exempt us." They're all asking for an exemption. They're all asking, "Please help us, federal government. Don't do this. We have businesses and families, and you're hurting us. Please stop." But they're not going to do anything more than beg, and I think that's where
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an
an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Now, a quick word with Tony O'Donnell. He's America's favorite authority on healthy living, and now he's got a formula called Ruby Reds that will get us on the path to longer, happier lives. Tony, what does a person feel when they start to drink Ruby Reds?
Well, Ruby Reds will help them feel like they're at 100%, and it's made with exotic red fruits, immune boosters, energy boosters, all the best stuff that you'll actually feel working.
When I mix Ruby Reds into water and make this delicious drink, why is that so good for my body?
Well, Ruby Reds is packed with so many great vitamins, minerals, digestive aids, and of course antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when you have a serving, John, of Ruby Reds, it gives you the antioxidant power of a large bowl filled with fruits and vegetables. And best of all, Ruby Reds has no added sugar, no carbs, and only 30 calories.
Today you can try it risk-free and ask how you can get a free gift with your order. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421. 1-800-204-6421.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com is the place to go. We go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. And if you like the show and you want to help Free Talk Live, learn how to promote us over at promote.freetalklive.com. Great ways to help get the show into more ears and help new people discover the ideas of freedom. Promote.freetalklive.com. To your phone calls, we go to Ron in Kentucky. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's up, Mark, Ian, and Garth?
Hey.
Right. Actually, it's Guard, but it's close enough.
I'm sorry, man.
What's on your mind tonight, Ron?
I want to talk about this horse thing. It's kind of getting old, but you know, I work in the horse industry here in Kentucky, and I didn't get the information on what happened with the court case.
Well, I don't believe there is a court case.
There's no court case at this point if you're referring to Brian Travis's confiscation of his horses.
The government came last Monday and stole a dozen of his wife's 30 horses. They would like to get those horses back, and I think they wouldn't mind going to court over it, but right now the government guys haven't filed any charges. They haven't even been talking.
Information.
Yeah, I mean, all kinds of Liberty media up here have been asking them for comment, and they've refused. They've never called me back. Dave Ridley never got a response to his written request. They didn't call you, so they're not talking to anybody. We don't know what the next step is. All we know is right now they've got a dozen of our friend Brian's horses, and they aren't talking.
Gee, you know, that's a shame. You know where they took them? If they
secret yeah. locations.
Yeah, and that was one of the things. You know, if you get to see Brian's video on YouTube, he was as surprised as anybody else as he walked around with his BlackBerry and was just videotaping the trucks. They taped over their license plates. They taped over the names of the horse farms. They're all part of this team of people called the Rescue Something or Other. It's in the New Hampshire Union Leader article. And if you go to NH Free, there's a lot of information. Ian's been posting there. A lot of people have been posting there with their thoughts and opinions as things unfold. But the state is not willing to let things unfold. They've got things pretty sealed up right now.
Yeah, around here, these rescue farms will receive a lot of brood mares that they some of the smaller farms will claim are no longer commercially viable. They come in you know, awfully thin and oftentimes unhealthy. And these farms tend to feed them real high-fat diets, which is counterproductive to bring the horse back to proper health. So it's kind of had me a little bit concerned about their horses.
Yeah, I'm concerned, too, because one of the things that some of the critics were saying was when Brian went around with his camera, went around with his BlackBerry and shot the footage of his horses being confiscated, he didn't get real close up on the horses to show how in good a condition they are. probably because he was busy trying to just film all of the action going on around him and ask questions and ascertain the situation. So what I'm concerned with is here, we don't know where these horses are. We don't know what kind of treatment they're getting. We know that they've been getting good treatment, but does everybody just happen to have photos and video of all their horses sitting around to where they could go and say, see, here are our horses the week beforehand. We just happened to take pictures of them all a week in advance to show you how in good health they are. Nobody has this for their animals, and so if they come back sick, if they come back sick, the government people could have been the ones that were starving them.
That's right.
Well, who knows?
That much is true, and we don't know. However, if Brian could take video of his other horses and say, look, these horses are perfectly healthy and happy, as he said, and that would probably put to rest all that other nonsense.
Well, Brian was mentioning to me when we got to chat on Thursday or Friday, we did an interview, and he was they took all the mares. They took the most valuable horses, and we don't know anything about what's going on. And I asked him, I said, look, I'm trying to figure out this statute. Originally, there was a complaint about shelter, but now they're saying that they were worried about their welfare as far as feeding goes or vaccinations. He said, well, yeah, they say now that we didn't have this paperwork done for this equine vaccination that had to get done. And he said, but if you look at the statutes, and of course at NH Free people have been trying to uncover exactly what is the problem here, the statutes, they're not supposed to be able to come in and just take away someone's property, steal their property.
There's a process.
They're supposed to deliver a citation, and the process was not adhered to at all here.
Nope. Well, as usual, is what we've been seeing here is more Free Staters have moved into New Hampshire and gotten active and gotten video cameras and brought these video cameras out with them as they were doing their activism. We're documenting point after point in the horse case, in the courts, all over the place, the police. We document how these people, these government people, who have sworn an oath, allegedly, to uphold the New Hampshire Constitution and the U.S. Constitution, who've sworn these oaths to their own system, just aren't even bothering to even try to follow the rules that they're supposed to follow for themselves. It's happening across the board in every governmental bureaucracy, and it's just now that people are starting to become, I think, consistently aware of this, because nobody can just brush this off and say, well, it's just that one office or it's just that one bureaucrat, he's breaking the rule. It's across the board, everybody is in on it, and most of them don't even know what their rules are in the first place. So it's not like they're conspiring to break the rules, it's just that they don't know what they are.
It's the nature of authority. When you give somebody power like that, they don't have any reason to follow their own rules because they're not going to pay any price.
They're completely insulated. So usually what you'll see is one decision maker at the top, like a judge, for instance, in one of these district courts, will say, okay, no cameras, period. And then the rest of his bureaucrats, who certainly know less about the system than he does, so the judge probably knows he's breaking the rules, but the rest of them, they don't even know what the rules are, so they just take the judge's, whatever the judge says,
they don't care what the rules are. If you could walk into a court and the one here in Keene where they have outlawed cameras or whatever when they had, and you would show a bailiff, look, here's the law that says cameras shall be allowed in the court. That bailiff would say, take that piece of paper, crumple it up, and stick it where the sun doesn't shine, because I don't care. I'm here to serve the judge. So they're not. They don't follow laws.
Well,
that's quite true, man. I mean, they arrested my stepbrother on a bench warrant. They came to my house, and their warrant was written in pencil. I tried to keep them out, but they can be quite forceful around these parts.
That's right.
I bet they can.
And, of course, if you do anything, it's disorderly conduct. I mean, they have such wide latitude.
You're crazy if you do anything.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just bizarre. And in this case, what I think is really interesting is, Brian, those folks have got to raise money, and that's really troubling.
Well, it's a breeding farm, right? He's got a stallion in there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And,
if they took the stallion?
No, they did not take the stallions. They took the mares. They took the mares. Yeah, interesting.
It's two to tango, man. I mean, you can't breed horses without mares.
Right, right. Very true. What's very interesting, though, is I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I think as more people start speaking out against government tyranny, whether it's federal, state, or local, you're going to start to see the tyrants pushing harder because, A, their backs are up, their dander's up, and B, they're going to want to tweak the freedom-minded people. They're going to want to paint them in a bad way. They're going to want to incite them.
They want to put you back in your place, too.
They're already calling the Free State Project an armed gang here in New Hampshire.
That's true.
It's been said, you know, it's been said over there. They're listen to the cop squawk boxes, and they've heard it. So,
yeah.
Well, it sounds like you guys got quite a movement up there, but you have no horse industry, so.
I don't know. There's a lot of horse farms up here.
People have horses. I don't know if that makes
sense. Eventing and just no racetracks and all.
Relatively speaking, we don't. And there's nothing like I know.
Or wouldn't it be nice?
What's that?
Wouldn't it be nice to start on a racetrack?
That'd you got
be
it,
great. I imagine that'd be a little difficult because it involves gambling and the government doesn't really like anybody
That's
else.
That's often the problem, yes. Yeah. And then with the purse money they have for these, a lot of these legalized gambling states can offer more purse money to the trainers for winning races. That's why in Louisiana you can make more money than you can here in Kentucky even during certain races. Not all of them because we have some real high-class races here in Kentucky, but if you take, say, Turfway and put it at some of the races at Turfway and put them up against fairgrounds down in Louisiana, the purse is higher, the trainers make more money, and it incorporates them to go down there. You know, it incentivizes them, not incorporates them.
Well, I say come on up here and fight the good fight and legalize gambling in New Hampshire, and that'll solve that problem. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Well, if a man makes his living off of legalized gambling and you're asking him to come up here, fight the good fight, and get it legalized, you're telling him to go without pay for a decade.
Yeah, well, no one ever said this would be easy.
Yeah, one thing I want to mention, you know, something I've been reading about, and I'm going to pick up on it a little bit later in another conversation over at my site, but something that I think needs to be addressed, and I don't know whether you guys have spoken about this, is about the concept of animal rights, rights for animals. It can't happen, unfortunately. The term rights, as historically applied and intellectually utilized, can only be applied to human beings.
Why is that?
Because human beings are the only ones who can think and articulate the concept of rights.
You're the only one that can reciprocate.
Exactly.
Rights
and
to
human beings are in a position where they can control, and you know, as unfortunate as some animal activists might be, and this does not mean that I don't think people should treat animals humanely.
Let's come back and expand a little more on rights here in a moment, because I don't believe they exist.
Yes, well
except
said.
In your mind.
You.
We'll talk about it. Hour two is coming up. You can bring up whatever you want, and we got to get to the people that have the way out of the system. What's happening to some of them? Well, they've been arrested. We'll tell you about it. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.